this is that juice. This is that kind of Napa cab with the long sweeping finish and the chocolatey plum, blackcurrant, black pepper notes. And I mean, this is a thing. The 601, it's $26. This is one you want to grab. What you're going to do is you're going to go to chwine.com. And make sure when they ask for a code, you enter Dan. Because what that means is you're going to get free shipping on your first order of three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. It's an amazing deal. You're talking about a $90-plus dollar wine that right now is now marked down to $26. It's the Lot 601, and it ships for free. You're going to want to grab a case. Go to chwine.com and use my code Dan when you check out. That's chwine.com. Shop for your wine. Make sure you grab some of the 601 and enter Dan at checkout. This deal won't last, so get on.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility, that's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Have you heard about the 20-year anniversary sale going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights? Well, it's on, and that means big savings for you on all Chevy Malibus, Chevy Cruzes, Chevy Equinoxes, Silverados, and more. If you're a pickup guy or girl out there, I'm telling you, that Silverado is a mean machine. It is nice on the outside and beautiful on the inside. You got to get the leather interior. Over 400 new Chevys, all marked with special, never-seen-before anniversary discounts. It's their biggest sale in 20 years. It's like their sale is on sale. The 20-year anniversary event at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. They really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them me, Jason Goff. That's me. Tell them I sent.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets. Tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Bank.com, member FDIC.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
As the official radio home for Cubs baseball, The Score is your headquarters for Cubs conversation. Starting every weekday morning live at 5 with the Mully and Hanley Show.
Tom Ricketts joins us.
One of the things that really motivates me is the patience that the fans showed us during some really tough years. You know, and that goes for the players too.
Then from 9 a.m. to 1, it's the Spiegel and Goff Show.
You know, late night hacks, putting Cubs jokes in their monologues, as you've had for decades. I mean, it's been a great handy little punchline to go to. Oh, losing forever. Let's go to Cubs. It's a different thing now, and look at the way they started. That was some dominance, man.
Then the Cubs conversation rolls on afternoons 1 to 6, right home with the Boers and Bernstein Show.
The Cubs president joins us. Hello, Theo.
I like history, I like tradition, and I've been lucky enough to work at Fenway Park and Wrigley Field, and the reality is we were really behind, and I think our players have gone from the worst to the second biggest of the very best.
It's all only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's radio home of the Cubs.
There's only one station to talk Chicago sports. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, WSCR, HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Dave Revson of Big Ten Network.
The issue with Gonzaga is, you know, they're so massive inside. I mean, they're one of the biggest teams in the country. Karnowski is just really a mountain of a man. Zach Collins is a really talented big guy freshman as well. And so there's a huge premium, particularly for Northwestern, which is undersized in the post. You're going to have to collapse on those guys. You're going to have to double, much like they did against Purdue and had a lot of success. And that was a game that went right down to the wire at Welsh Ryan. They did a really good job against Wisconsin, winning on the road. Obviously got crushed in the Big Ten tournament against them. You collapse on the post, and you hope that they miss threes, and they were missing them until the end of the game. And the other thing people don't understand is how well Gonzaga defends. So look, this is a game where maybe if you play it 10 times, maybe you win it once or twice. They just kind of need to hope that this is one of those days. But kind of no matter what happens, I think that getting that win, I mean, just being around it, seeing what it meant to the program, I really do believe this is the dawn of a new era. I mean, I think the new era of Northwestern basketball has started, guys, with the facilities, with the coaching, with everything. And now you can't, you don't have that burden of history anymore, and it'll be fascinating to see where it goes.
Congratulations, Northwestern, for beating number one seed Gonzaga. Good luck, Wildcats, in the Sweet 16. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So you said you had a proposal for me about making money for not being fat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got to pay that off.
So Eddie Lacy has a fat problem. And Eddie Lacy has had a fat problem for the last few years now, and his injuries haven't helped him at all not being fat.
Because he hasn't just had injured fat. It's right. The old Rod Beck thing. Never heard anybody on DL with pulled fat.
Well, Eddie Lacy is now a Seattle Seahawk. He's in a backfield with like three other guys. They're going to have to figure that thing out. But Eddie Lacy at one point in time was a Pro Bowl, you know, kind of contributor, a guy can get you 1,200 yards. And then it went downhill and went downhill fast because he got fat, got too damn fat. So Eddie Lacy's weight incentives breakdown sound a little something like this. 55 grand for each month that he achieves these weight goals. May, 255 pounds. June and August,
285 pounds.
No, they're not paying him to get fatter.
Oh,
no,
okay.
That's not what's happening here.
That's the old Alex Brown thing, remember? Alex B270, yeah. Alex B240.
Right. Yeah, put weight on, take weight off. Yep. Yeah, just messing with your heart, messing with your body, messing with your mind. 255 for May, June and August, 250. September and December, September through December, I should say, 245. So this man has to compete at a weight of 245 September through December for 55 extra grand a month Now, I'm no mathematician out here, but what is that? A little less than $14,000 a week, if I'm not mistaken. So at the end of the week, what is it, Tuesdays they pick up the checks? End of the week, you get an extra $14K on that check.
He's going to be like a high school wrestler. He's going to get his spit cup. Right. He's going to be in the sauna. He's
plastic suit on.
Wearing the rubber suit, trying to make weight. Yep.
245 pounds for one Eddie Lacy. And what happens here is, what if a guy's feeling good at 248, 249? See, the weight requirements, that happens when you've been ridiculous and you have not been as disciplined as you should be. Pablo Sandoval, I believe, has something similar in his deal, if I'm not mistaken, where Pablo's gotten large over the last couple of years.
And he's down, Pablo is getting
he's down 30 pounds this spring training, and I don't know if that makes him any better, but he's down.
Plátano power, that'll put it on you.
Man, shout out to the Plátanos, by the way, man.
Plantains. Will make you huge.
Yes, they will. Yeah, welcome huge. To Belize. Yes, they will. It's just so beautiful, though, man. You just throw a little oil in the pan. You know, you slice them the long way or the short way. Doesn't really matter. Maybe you want to mash them before you throw them in the pan. A little salt on there.
Hey, Plátano power.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
See, now I need some plantains in my life. Either the chips, too. The chips are beautiful, you know. Oh, my God.
No. The best version is mofongo.
What are you?
The Puerto Rican.
Are you I know exactly what mofongo is.
Oh, that because.
Are you telling me what the best version
is? My personal favorite, where there's so much garlic, you're like blinking garlic fumes out of your eyes, and then the next.
Smell like Speaks in the hotel the other day.
Dude, I am telling you. He was a little.
This is awesome because. No doubt. Because we're all talking there for about 10, 12 minutes, and then Speaks walks away. He's like, my God, Speaks, how much garlic did you have?
I said it the next day. Like, he got off the elevator, and you seriously, it was like. It was like
I didn't smell it.
Oh, my God.
And I asked Mike B, I'm like, can you smell it? He's like, no, I couldn't smell
it. My eyes were watering. It was just like. It's probably
you were mostly really? Inside, like weren't you?
You
because
know,
it was
you
it was it? Pungent. Yeah.
Oh well, but you were talking to them for a while. Like I was talking. Oh. I was off into the other corner talking to Mike and Brooke and Bernsy over here. But you were talking to Danny and Jay and Speaks begging back on that show. So I understand. I understand
right.
If you were so, you know
1 o'clock to... hours.
I got you. Hey, no, dude, I got you every time. You know, I listen to the podcast, but no,
I thought they'd already gone out to dinner or something. Like they had an early something. Those were from garlic fries. I just thought because I mean that was wow.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
Garlic fry Spiegel.
You know, I will tell you the experience that I've had when you buy the jar of the pre-minced garlic.
Yeah.
And some people do that. I don't do that anymore because, you know, Blue Apron always has extra garlic. I end up with, you know, with more garlic than I need.
And go.
I like fresh garlic. But
and you love Blue Apron.
You better believe it. They know how to use it too. But that processed pre-minced
mm-hmm.
little
I bought it before.
Jar,
I never used it.
That stays with you. I guarantee you that's what they use at a stadium with garlic fries or something like that because mm-hmm. they're not chopping mm-hmm. garlic in the back.
Right.
The other there's a if you ever order Chicago's pizza and get, I used to get, and I had to, their pizza's so good, but I had to stop getting I would get deep dish.
Chicago's pizza?
It's called Chicago's pizza. It's a former Giordano's busboy who created this competitor that's done very well.
Nice.
And I used to order at my first apartment because they were open until like 5 in the morning. And they do a pizza, a stuffed pie with deep fried bacon. Uh-huh. Whole strips of deep fried bacon, spinach, and that garlic, like infused in it.
Sounds like a pretty delicious treat.
Ooh, yeah.
Is it still open?
But that's, yeah. You can still get it. It's really good. But first of all, two slices and you're probably done. And the red, but it's leftovers. Oh my God. It's cold. You could eat it for a week.
I don't like cold pizza.
Oh.
See, man, you put Chicago's pizza in there and it says way Chicago's pizza is actually different from New York pizza.
No. You just do it in quotes.
Not Uno. Big Al's.
Doing quotes. There's several around, I know, on the Northwest side. But that is, yeah. And that it's. And I asked, why is your bacon so good? It's like, oh, we deep fry it before we put it in the pizza. So, oh, okay. Well, that'll do it then. That explains it.
Oh, it's a chain, too.
Yeah. Well, there's not a national chain. It's only around here.
Okay.
This hour is brought to you by the Windy City Bulls, as we were talking about minor league basketball and development. Get tickets at WindyCityBulls.com, and you should be checking out the live video stream at 670thescore.com. It's brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there.
Oh, man, they laced me with a bunch of sock stuff. I put it on the IG. If you want to follow us at Jason1Golf or at Bernstein Golf Show on Instagram.
What do you do with all those hats?
I wear them.
Do you do?
Not all at once, but...
Like the guy in Caps for Sale, they're all sort of piled up on your head?
No, I wear them. Just, you know, they laced me with like six new ones, man, and three shirts, and I'm going to be all socked out this summer, baby. Me and Lurie Garcia are going to take this bitch back. That's what I'm talking about.
Lurie Garcia gets name checked?
Yes, because I saw him get a hit today in the game against the Cubs, and it inspired me, and I think it might have inspired Chris, and it inspired Lawrence. I know that for sure. Yeah,
Lurie Garcia.
Damn right. Hashtag we still here.
Chris decided to dress as Jay Buhner today, though.
Well, I love
that Mariners. The most famous 80s and 90s Mariner, for sure.
Yeah, I love that Mariners hat. No, dude, Lurie Garcia, like the guys, this is the time to get in, guys. It's not when you're riding high, when you got high, when you got Frank Thomas and Robin Ventura and you know, Wilson Alvarez and Alex Fernandez and Jack McDowell and Roberto Hernandez, Joey Cora and all, Craig Graybeck, a little hurt, and Norberto Martinez.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm not.
Lurie Garcia.
You're damn right.
I'm like a
right now,
White Sox spasm
right
here.
Right now is the time to buy in and saddle up. All right, the broadcast is going to be the way everybody's been bitching about the broadcast. It's going to be that way by the time they start winning. They've got a young man who can't stop eating in Yoan Moncada. They've got Michael Kopech struck out five mother batters today, all right? And all of them had Cubs jerseys on. So you can kiss my black White Sox ass. All right, let's go.
Kyle and Alsip, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Decent.
So I think I have a way of fixing the draft. Instead of having any sort of age restriction, for every year under 20, it would add an option year to the player contracts, albeit like slightly raised, kind of like being a first-round pick in the NFL as opposed to a second-round pick. They get that like option year. So like I feel like most teams are worried that at 22 years old or whatever, when they're getting their first contract extension, or by the time they're ready to be unrestricted free agents, they haven't had them at their peak as long as they should.
Well, why would the player?
Well, no way, but I kind of like that because that does trade off some protection for team interests in favor of saying, yes, the player says, yes, you can ply your trade and you can get paid. But now we've got a little bit of protection because of a higher level of degree of uncertainty in development.
Right.
That's not a terrible idea. I just don't know why the NBA would necessarily have to do that, because if you're developing, you've got more time. I don't know. I understand what you're saying, though. I would have to think that through and think about what some of the unintended consequences of that arrangement would be. But that's not a terrible idea.
And another thing, we got the two Zachs, Zach Birdie, Zach Collins. We got Ronaldo Lopez, who's going to be better than Lucas Giolito, by the way. You heard it here second, because I'm sure somebody else said it first. Yeah, now what? White Sox in your face. For the 99 to 2000s, taking over like Cash Money Records.
Here's a great typo here. The 630 text, this is the most racist sports shoe.
Thank you. I only buy racist sports shoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right, light them up. What's the most racist sports shoe?
I go into Goldblatt's and I say, hey, get me a racist sports shoe.
Give me the new pair of Bannons.
Hey, man, them Sessions is kicking, yeah. Boy. I'm telling you.
Hey, you got the new Sessions? Look at those.
My Sessions point out all Dominicans and Venezuelans that he doesn't want in this country who don't have a marketable skill. And I'm not making that up because he said that about Dominicans.
Yeah, I got the special edition Stephen Miller's. I am set.
Aerodynamic, all white, by the way. They never come in here. Brown, no, any other colorways.
Clean them with a toothbrush.
All white all the time.
Yep. If the guy had included a picture and said, this is the most racist sports shoe.
Okay. Oh, well, Steph Curry's. I mean, come on.
Light skin toughness, though.
No. Oh, we're talking about, like, who wears them or the guy who actually endorses them.
Actually, my Howie Longs.
Yeah, they do have that, you know.
At least they're black, though.
The stand your ground fives you're wearing over there.
These are...
Yeah, look at those.
These are the memory foam. These are the Howie Longs.
We're wearing the same shoe pretty much, though. You and I. Right?
No.
I mean, I got the Shadow Jordan ones. And
yours doesn't have memory foam.
No, it does not have memory foam in it.
See? It remembers. they give it to Mike Francesa. It's like, hello. Don't remember. Who are they playing? The memory foam's not working.
Nah, come on.
This isn't working.
This is from the 847. Can we do a racist sports shoe draft? No. We just do organic things in the moment and then don't have to make a thing out of it afterwards. So, no. There'll be no...
Don't be mean for no reason.
What do you mean?
Actually, that is kind of fun.
Yeah, I just told him that we're not going to do a racist sports shoe draft. It's as simple as that. Not going to happen here. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Let's go out to Orland Park, Ray. Push that button. Ray wants to talk to us.
What's up, Ray?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
I hate to bring up an old topic from like an hour or two ago, but I got to ask a question about the 1 year in college thing again. I'm with you guys. It's kind of silly that a high school player can't go right to the NBA. But can we blame this on Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler? Because they both stunk so bad as high school rookies that they had to change the rule because they were so terrible and so overmatched when they got into the NBA. Is it their fault? Well, or is that rule not related to them so much?
Ray, I still believe, and we appreciate the call, I believe that the market was getting ready to correct itself. If you look at the last class of draftable high school players, like, it wasn't the NBA had a, oh my God, look at how much young talent we can get spasm. And then it started to dwindle a little bit. You know, then Al Harrington and Monte Ellis were the last guys. And
Deshaun Stevenson.
It became, instead of seven guys, guess what? The European influx started kicking the high school player out of the draft.
And ironically, those guys have been pros since they were 12.
Exactly. So the game corrected itself. The business, the industry, the market corrected itself. And the spaz of young African-American millionaires at 17, 18 didn't have to be the optics that the NBA was going to worry about for years. But in that moment was like, uh-oh, we got to get these guys up out of here. Like, that's what happened.
708 says that previous texter was not a typo. That was Ed Sullivan texting from the beyond. Nice. I should have thought of that. That's good. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to The Score.
Watch and listen to every NCAA tournament game live on 670thescore.com. Presented by Sam Adams. Pursue better. The big dance is here. Listen to Whip Around NCAA men's basketball coverage from Westwood One. Free on the TuneIn app.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Common sense is not all that common. Case in point, Seton Hall, Arkansas. Seton Hall fouls Arkansas with 20-some-odd seconds to go, and an Arkansas kid goes sprawling. They review it, and because the rule says you are not allowed to foul somebody from behind while preventing them from getting a basket, it is deemed to be a flagrant one. But if you actually watch the play, one, there was a missed travel. Two, you have to intentionally foul, and the trip actually occurred after the foul and was pretty obviously unintentional. By spirit of the law, Seton Hall was not trying to do any harm. They're simply trying to make Arkansas beat them at the free throw line. And because the officials chose to go by letter of the law, they proved that they have no common sense. That's because common sense is not all that common. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Driving in Chicagoland can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Potholes, fender benders, cars take a beating. It's time to get it to Gerber. Gerber Collision and Glass. With locations across Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana, Gerber can start work today. Think you don't have time to wait for repairs? Gerber's faster than average cycle time has you in and out in no time. And when you stop into your local Gerber, enter to win tickets to watch the last Blackhawks home game of the season in a suite. Stop by your local Gerber location and enter to win a...
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Welcome to Hyundai, where better drives us.
Can you make my garage better?
What's the problem?
Teenagers.
Garage band, huh?
What?
I see.
Heavy metal is their specialty.
Well, you could replace all those instruments with a brand new Hyundai at our spring cleaning sales event.
You mean take back my garage and make room for a new car?
Or an SUV. We have three to choose from, the Tucson, Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport, all with available all-wheel drive.
That sounds way better than heavy metal.
And every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our spring cleaning sales event and get an amazing deal on a new Hyundai. Like up to $4,250 in total savings on the technology-packed Santa Fe Sport. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Sweet ticket.
Make everyday life a little better. Your comfort isn't seasonal, and that's why, year-round, you can depend on Westinghouse's high-efficiency space and water heaters. Go to HomeDepot.com and check out our ENERGY STAR-rated space heating boiler. Or check out our high-efficiency gas and electric water heaters, from 98% efficient gas tankless to large-volume electric storage water heaters with lifetime warranties. Westinghouse has you covered. Westinghouse.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy and save with $5,250 cash back on the 2017 Equinox. Get details and schedule a test drive at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Everyone says they have the best food. Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville and Batavia really does. They've been nationally recognized for it. Come in and see what all the hype's about. Crosstown combines authentic food, a great atmosphere, and a superb selection of pints, cocktails, and wines to bring out the best possible experience. They pride themselves on being a local neighborhood pub where everyone knows your name. Pair 550 Tall Sam Adams drafts with their great wings and handcrafted food and have a great night. It's Crosstown Pub and Grill.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
System.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, texters, you never disappoint. There's so many trains that are just never late.
Oh, people are angry?
No, just in general. It's just people just so mad and so...
On a Friday?
Everything's a referendum on everything. And my radio's broken. I can't stop listening to this. People are forcing me to listen. It's making me angry. I have no choices in life. Wow. Just hey, man. Dude, it's not worth it.
Why does everything relate to race with Jason?
Do whatever makes you happy.
Wow. Everything? That would be tough. Man, that would be tough like for every segment and every sports thought or piece that I have in my body. That everything
that would get tiring for you,
man.
Even like talking about garlic and plantains and all that.
My God,
that would get very, very tiring.
I keep saying this too. Just say to yourself, "I'm uncomfortable when it's ever brought up," and that will, you know. That will kind of balance everything out. Just say, you know what, damn it, Jason, I'm uncomfortable whenever it's brought up.
And then you'll be honest with yourself.
There it is. It'll be very simple for you.
And then maybe if you have a moment of introspection, you can ask yourself why. Why you're uncomfortable. If you have a little extra time and maybe you just want to give it a little bit of thought, you can do that. And you can just think, you know, why is it that I get uncomfortable or angry?
I liked it better when the white guys were making the race jokes for 25 years on this station. Just say that. Mm-hmm. Stop playing with yourself. Just say that.
You were more comfortable when Mike North was doing his hug a black guy.
Right. And things were entertaining then too. Just say that though. Don't mess around with it. Go right for the target.
Yeah. Just think about it a little bit, and maybe you'll accomplish something. Oh, probably not. God.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves host rival Grand Rapids tomorrow night for first place. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Another day of NCAA tournament action in full swing. A bunch of finals already in the books today. Number 1, North Carolina beats number 16, Texas Southern, 103-64. Number 7, Michigan beats number 10, Oklahoma State, 92-91. Number 3, Baylor gets past number 14, New Mexico State, 91-73. Number 9, Seton Hall goes down to number 8, Arkansas, 77-71. Number 3, Oregon over number 14, Iona, 93-77. Number 2, Louisville easily handles number 15, Jacksonville State, 78-63. Number 11, USC takes down number 6, SMU, 66-65. In the only upset today, but we've got another one in the making, Rhode Island currently leading number 6, Creighton, 68-55, which is a few minutes left to go. Northwestern got the first NCAA tourney win in the history of their basketball program yesterday. Coach Chris Collins sounded relieved more than anything else.
I'd be hard-pressed to think that there was any team in the country that played with more pressure on their backs than us the last month of the season. You know, the constant daily, you know, will they make it? Are they going to collapse? Is this the Northwestern we're always used to seeing? And, you know, it's for us to break through the way we did. You know, I've noticed ever since winning that Michigan game, we've relaxed and we've gotten back to playing the way we've played all year.
So number 8 Northwestern with their work cut out for them tomorrow when they take on number 1 seed in the West, Gonzaga. Cubs beat the White Sox 8-3 out in Arizona. Derek Holland got the start for the Sox. He gave up 4 hits, 6 earned runs, in 4 innings pitched. He also walked 3. Kyle Schwarber with a 3-run home run and 4 RBI in this one. Michael Kopech pitched 2 innings, struck out 5. Peter Burgos 2 for 3 for the Sox. Nicky Delmonico with a home run. Life without Dwayne Wade begins tonight for the Bulls. Wade is out the rest of the regular season with a fracture in his elbow. Paul Zipser will start in his place tonight when the Bulls face Washington. Campaign out tonight as well as tomorrow with a foot injury. If the season ended today, the 10th place Bulls would finish out of the playoffs. Blackhawks play in Toronto tomorrow. Bears have signed nose tackle John Jenkins to a 1-year deal. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head for higher ground, head for Twin Peaks. And hurry into the Salon by InStyle at JCPenney now through Wednesday for blowout savings. Your favorite hair care brands like Redken and Paul Mitchell are buy two, get one for a penny with select products for just $9.99. That's getting your pennies worth, JCPenney. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Art Van Furniture.
Once a year, one day.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Time, Wichita State against the Dayton Flyers. Or if you're like me and you want to watch some of these kids who are going to the next level immediately, like Jalen Tatum over at Duke, 620 tip. Or Miles Bridges at 820, Michigan State and Miami. Miles Bridges is an interesting prospect who I think has a ton of upside. Didn't get to see a lot of him this year. And, of course, you got the Kentucky kids at 840. And if you're a Marquette, South Carolina fan, you do that for a little bit. But, no, 857, you get to see Lonzo Ball destroy a Kent State team. So it's some good basketball, or good watching, I should say, player-wise and also coach-wise, if you've got the Illini interest.
And you've got the Bulls Tank Watch at 6 if you want that too. I'm going to take a little bit of time away from sports to help my daughter celebrate her 15th birthday today, as we are going to go out to the restaurant of her choice. And I'm going to cover myself in butter, I think. I'm going to get some snails and some garlic butter and some basil with a little bit of Pernod. And then it's just the decision. I'm just deciding that my it's on is either going to be the chicken with the lardon and the mushrooms, or the big slab of calf's liver and a wine reduction.
This guy's doing a commercial for a restaurant now.
I didn't say which restaurant, but I'm
looking forward to your dinner.
Slip into something comfortable. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. You're
looking forward to your dinner. Thank you, Dan.
Slide into your DMs like that. That's what I'm going to be doing.
So you're going to cover yourself in butter and calf's liver?
Yep.
It puts the lotion on its skin and it gets the hose again.
It's going to get the hose whether it puts the lotion on or not.
My God, no one has ever made a decent meal with his daughter, his son, and his beautiful wife sound more erotic and grotesque at the same time than you just did.
Hey, food is, there are only two things. That's why chefs always talk about it. There's only two things in this world that involve you putting something in something else. And cooking is one of them. Yes.
Yeah.
That's why there's that sensuality behind a lot of great cuisine.
What exactly is French cuisine consist of?
Butter. And the mother sauces. Yeah, the
like if you were to describe, all right, I'm going out and getting French food.
Well, for
I'm asking because I've never had it.
French food is there's all sorts of, you're talking about the staples of classic French cooking.
Yeah.
You would be talking about what you would know as the soup de oignon gratiné, or the onion soup, escargot.
Okay.
And then any number of classic French preparations of perhaps the other bistro staple would be steak frites, which would be
nice. I like steak frites.
It's steak with a little bit of what do they say? How do they call it? Beurre de hôtel de maître d', and fries. If they're done correctly, they're done in duck fat. And it's rich and it's good. And you drink enough wine and you have enough anisette afterwards, and you're fine.
You're gonna have a little anisette.
I just might. There's something about an after dinner drink after a meal like that, and I rarely do dessert. Oh, I love Fernet Branca. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got addicted to that in Argentina.
Faraday Bronk is hardcore.
Yeah, it is.
And Amaro,
yes,
it is. Yeah,
that's a little digestivo.
Yeah,
afterwards.
you know where you know, turn me on a Faraday Bronk. I guess it was really big with some of the.
It's a UK thing, isn't it?
It was the investment banker guys. Like for a while, a lot of the New York investment banker guys were big on it. So my buddy used to work for Goldman. I was like, yeah, you're gonna try some Faraday Bronk? What's that? This tastes funny. And then and then you get a taste for it. It's like Campari. Like Fernet Branca is the when you first taste it, you're thinking
this medicine.
This is not.
Yeah, it's not where you need to be.
Yeah, but then you crave it, and then I like Malort. I'm one of the few people that likes Malort.
Oh my god!
I like bitter things.
A guy bought me a shot of Malort at you and Terry's when we first got the Craftsman Studio. When we first got the mobile studio over what is it 222 over there in Monroe. That burger bar.
Yeah, that was during the World Series.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. The guy bought me a shot of that, and I'm like, dude, don't ever do this to me again. Somebody dared me to try it,
and I said, I like this.
Why would you? How?
I like that there's like a bitter sort of like.
There's no, the finish is, the start is bitter, the nose is bitter, the finish is
there's
bitter.
There's a grapefruit rind sort of like note on
rind.
That.
Rind. I hate grapefruit. So.
See, I like that. Yeah. That there's a specific taste, and Miska liked it too. Actually,
it's making my mouth water right now in a bad way. Malort, oh God, it's terrible.
And everybody who's guessed where I'm going for dinner is wrong.
Yeah, and stop 773. Security will be with him.
No, 773. The place you mentioned, I used to go there, but then the chef died, and now I don't like it anymore. And well, they did get another chef.
This guy's just leaning up.
Yeah.
He's leaning on the stove.
Well, this food sucks and the chef smells.
Somebody's going to move Roger or what?
847, wrong, no. 708, wrong, no. I'm not going for small plates and pieces of foam for $185 in the West
Loop.
Is that
the place that I asked you about? You know me better than that. Is that the place that I asked you if you had been to and you're like, was it gastronomy or whatever is not your thing?
Not my. I look, I can appreciate it.
Is it gastronomy?
It is molecular gastronomy.
Yeah.
Look, and by all accounts, Grant Ockitz is a really nice guy, down to earth guy. People see him at Jerry's Grill and you know, sticky rice places.
Thing? Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, no, I'm not paying $500 for foil and foam and things you have to breathe in and
no.
I get it. And I understand if you want to do that.
Not once.
Dude, you saw me.
I got you.
You saw me have to go to Whataburger
after
that meal.
You enjoy. Yeah, dude. The tacos got so much smaller.
They were tiny.
They're sand dollar size.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
You're like, yeah, I'll get the steak tacos.
Yeah, well, because they were bigger the last time I went. They were. And then all of a sudden, Earl Watson's showing up and they make them small.
Yeah, that was
like him.
It was the actual Earl Watson.
Yeah, Earl Watson was hanging out at the restaurant we went to the other night, you know, just hanging out in the Scottsdale night, just listening to good tunes. They had a good soundtrack. Everything was there. That was a nice night.
We had great service.
Got a flight of tequila. My guy got a flight of mezcal. Scottsdale night. Just listening to good tunes. They had a good soundtrack. Everything was there. That was a nice night.
We had great service.
Got a flight of tequila. My guy got a flight of mezcal. You got some albat. Just listening to good tunes. They had a good soundtrack. Everything was there. That was a nice night.
We had great service.
Got a flight of tequila. My guy got a flight of mezcal. You got some albino wine.
No, albino.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
Is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months.